is high value. Hello everyone, and in today's podcast, we will learn about high value. So yes, I am, as a matter of fact, well aware that my podcast had been like literal quiet for the past few weeks. Well, months maybe. But now I'm back with a very interesting topic which actually circulated the internet last year. Well, actually it is founded in December 2020, coined by Kevin Samuels, a popular colored internet personality and consultant. Well, first of all, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. And in today's podcast, we will learn about what is high value, what is high value important, how to put ourselves in high value, and the downfall of being high value. Yes, we will learn all that in today's podcast. Now, first of all, what is high value? So, high value is basically someone, a person, that values themselves and know their worth. They prioritize themselves and have the confidence to lead their own lives. They do not rely on others' validation and, in other words, not desperate people. They are not the people who will cling to you or act cringe just to gain your attention. High value people are perfectionists and achievers. They are visionaries and are not people pleasers. And this means that they don't waste their energy or time to hang out with people that they don't have a frequency with. From here, we can see that high value people are important people. And if you ask why, it is because that they are self-sufficient and emotionally available. And this brings us to our second topic, which is why high value is important. If you ever see someone that is very successful, very smart, and also lives a decent life, then you may think, oh, they're a high value person. But high value is not just about being wealthy or financially sufficient. It's also about the mentality and also about how they're able to take care of themselves. So no matter the people that they met, they will not let them stop them from achieving their goals. So of course, first of all, high value is important because it means that you have control in life. Being high value means that you are confident, yes, based on the definition of a high value person, but it also means that you are persistent in achieving your goals, achieving whatever you want in life. For example, people say that you can't be rich without working hard. But as a matter of fact, millennials and Gen Zs prioritize in working smarter than working harder. Yes, working smarter can also give you a rich life. It doesn't always necessarily mean to tire off your body to the extent past your limits. It's not always about tormenting yourself just because you want your dreams to be real. So yes, a high value person also prioritize themselves and distance themselves from self-abandonment. Self-abandonment doesn't always mean that you have this complicated relationship with work. Self-abandonment also means you and the people around you, with your families, with your friends or co-workers. Self-abandonment is when you leave yourself to take care of other people. And yes, this means that when you think of others and literally forget your own health, your own safety, your own mental condition, it is also a form of self-abandonment. So high value person knows how important yourself is and of course prevents self-abandonment. Next, it also determines a person's quality. But how does the high value person determine a person's quality? Well, you can see from the range of friends they have. A high value person have friends that they have a frequency with. So when a high value person is smart, then of course he or she will hang out with someone that have this commitment to study, have this commitment to improve, and have this kind of push to go forward in life together. So a high value person will, of course, be around people that have the initiative to improve. Next, a high value person is always emotionally available and maintain relationships. But what does emotionally available means? Well, if someone is emotionally unavailable, that means they avoid commitment, very defensive, have difficulty to empathize, and come off as selfish. So, very defensive means that they do not want to acknowledge their own flaws. Yes, sorry, my tongue is a bit tight right now. Okay. And have difficulty to empathize doesn't mean the person doesn't care about your feelings, no, but it's just that they rarely take your feelings into consideration, and it's kinda tiring at one point. And yes, it comes off as selfish. So an emotionally available person, which is a quality of a high value person, is able to maintain relationships and also form bonds, whether it's romantically, family relations, or friendships. They're able to maintain it all. And the last one, the mindset also allows people to grow and move forward in life. As I said before, they have the initiative to improve themselves and to push others nearby them. So this is kind of like a leadership qualities right now. And a high value person knows how important time is. They know their productivity rate. They know what they need to accomplish. The small baby steps, they kinda have planned it beforehand. And a high value person that wants to move in life obviously take those steps. They are confident in their own capabilities and know their worth. That's why they do not rely on others' validation. And now, not all people are high value persons. So now I'm going to tell you how to put ourselves in high value. Sometimes we forget how to value ourselves and undervalue our potential. So how do we get out of this negative mindset? Well, first of all, do not let others stop themselves from their goals. Yes, so for example, somebody doubt you, just ignore them. Straight say, no, I am going to achieve my dream, I can do this, you too. And sometimes the person that is of low value thinks that other people can't achieve their goals because of their own insecurities. They think that it's not possible for them. It's also not possible for other people. And majority of the time, it happens around us. Second, have self-awareness, but doesn't feel sorry for being themselves. So, in other words, just be you. It's not that you are not aware of your own flaws, but it's just that there's nothing wrong with being yourselves. Next, have clear boundaries and realistic standards that can be forced to lower down. What I mean by this is that, you know, you should know how you want people to treat you as. So high value people never let other people disrespect them. Yes, they have a very strong foundation. So letting people meet you up and straight up insult you is not part of being a high value person. You can't just say yes to everything they bully. And also, realistic standards that can be forced to lower down is just a way of saying that you need to have quite a high standard for choosing people you want to be acquainted with. You can't just, you know, get randomly close with a sketchy person online? No, because it's not safe. And rather than seeking attention from a random boy that you met at your high school, it's not a high-value person. You need to know what kind of person you want to get close with. Next, be open to change and adopt a new lifestyle. High-value person is very open-minded. Well, of course, they think about the positive effects that their new lifestyle will get, and this involves in interacting with other people. I mean, yes, you still need time for yourselves, myself time, personal time for yourselves, and just to relax and recharge. But it is also important to get out of your house, have some fresh air, and get some sunlight. Which I have a hard time doing it. But that's okay, because wanting to become a high-value person also is a step to become a high-value person. So yes, having a new lifestyle, a healthier and safer one, will help you to become a high-value person and also gain connection. Who knows that you'll find someone smart, kind, and helpful in your neighborhood. Next, their time and energy is extremely important. Yes, this may seem selfish, but self-love is not selfish. If you need time to recharge, then lock yourself in a room just for yourself. You can lay on the couch, sleep, or watch Netflix and eat chips. But of course, you need social life too. But you should not waste this time and energy, since it's precious, to people you want to please. Because as I said, high-value person is not desperate. They do not seek validation. Next, they are not easily influenced and never tolerate disrespect. For the disrespect part, I'm sure that I have explained to you beforehand, but not easily influenced is a tricky topic to say right now. Because some people have a very good social politic. And what I mean by this is that they have friends only to people who are useful to them. Whether they are searching for popularity, so they became close with a popular friend, or because they want to be deemed as rich, so they go off with someone that's pay for their every hangout. Well, high-value people are not easily influenced, and because they are really self-sufficient, they do not need all that. The last one, they rarely brag about something very precious to them. Alright, so of course people like to brag. It's human nature. Yes, I admit it myself that every time I got 100 for biology or above 90 for chemistry and also 98 for physics, I would brag to my friends. But how about all those personal stuffs like buying a merch or making a drawing? It's something very precious to me. I mean, well, yeah, maybe it's because I usually got those scores, and you know, drawing really good is not really my expertise. So once I do it really correctly, it becomes very precious to me. But it's not something that I try to brag to my friends, because it's just that I feel, oh, this is just for me. It's an exceptional piece of work. So yeah, I rarely brag about something very precious to me. And that's one thing that you can also do. So even though other people acknowledge your achievements, it's not that you want to brag. You do not intentionally want to brag and see other people lower than you. No, it's just that high-value people don't want to be seen as arrogant. Because, well, as I said, they are self-sufficient. Alright, so If being a high value person is very positive, then is there still a downfall? Well, technically no, but I mean society doesn't really like people who are very famous or very successful, let alone those two becoming one. Well, these conflicts in society includes A, people may not like you for being confident and self-sufficient, aka jealous. B, people may think you're arrogant and tries to mimic you only to look insecure. C, people may not want to be friends with you because they feel inferior. D, people may avoid you because you come off as stubborn to them due to your ingrained ideology or foundation in yourself. And E, people see you as their enemy because you have leadership qualities. And by far, these are just stupid reasons. And, well, we come to the conclusion right now. Everyone wants to be a high value person. But whether they know it or not, they are far from it. I mean, it's okay that we forget to be a high value person and to underestimate ourselves. I mean, it's quite a common incident. However, when we take those baby steps to know ourselves more, to know our worth, and be confident in our own lives, I think that's one of the most important things in becoming a high-value person. And just because society hates high-value people doesn't mean that it should stop you from becoming one. Do not be desperate to get others' validation. Do not be somebody who pleases people and get out of your own way for that. And yes, although it's hard because, well, there are a lot of other factors in our lives, I think that there's nothing wrong with trying to become a high-value person. In fact, having, you know, a foundation in yourself is very useful, and I think that not only it's self-sufficient, but it can also help inspire other people too. Sorry, my tongue just gets tight again. And well, I think because the time is running out, I would like to apologize if this podcast is just running around circles or too long. But yes, I do hope that you get the point of what I'm trying to say and how important high value is in our lives, in society, and how it can inspire other people to successful lives. So yes, let's all try to become a high value person and continue to improve ourselves. Adios.